Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, heart warriors. Welcome to episode 179. We're going to talk about empathy, your empathy. Are you so empathetic that it's preventing you from living your own life? I have come across this in my own life and now with many of my clients. You know, sometimes when we're really empathetic souls, we can really get caught up in this whole people pleaser aspect because we want to do anything and everything to help someone and we put our own needs aside. So, are you an empathetic person? If so, you may have run into this problem before. When you take on another person's emotions or baggage as your own, it is very easy to lose yourself in this process. You know, where many empathetic people have a difficult time is in turning on and off their empathy. It's often necessary to a certain extent, or else you run the risk of ruining your own life and happiness. This goes back to what I just said. You end up just becoming a people pleaser and living your life for other people, living for other people's expectations, living up to what they want for you and what you think you can do for them instead of ever truly living your own life as you. Is your empathy preventing you from living your life? As empathetic people, we're able to better maintain relationships. We deeply understand people on a level that others cannot even fathom. And most of all, we're able to comfort and help people in amazing ways. But when we are unable to find healthy boundaries for our empathy, these other people and our own unhealthy boundaries can take control of our lives and our emotions. We can even destroy our closest relationships when our loved ones see we are inflicting harm upon ourselves by being unable to turn the empathy off. We tend to give too much of ourselves. We really tend to give ourselves away. We give until there's absolutely nothing left to give. And then what happens sometimes? We, as the empathetic ones, become very resentful because we haven't even realized that we have done this to ourselves. We have 100% given ourselves away. So because this is such a common trait among empaths, empaths have a difficult time building boundaries for themselves. They struggle and fight to contain their empathy. And many cannot. The emotions are too strong. There are things you can do that will help you control these emotions and behaviors. Once you're able to do that, you'll be able to enjoy the abilities to their fullest potential. So, what are three ways to keep your empathy in check?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, now that we're back, what are those three ways to keep your empathy in check? One, mind over matter. Where empathy is a large part of who we are, it is not what defines us. It's an ability, yes. It's an emotion, yes. It is a powerful source of understanding, absolutely. Yet it does not define who we truly are inside. Like any emotion, we must be conscious of it when it arises and realize that it's like any other emotion, and it's our choice whether to feel it or not. We must use our brain power to decide if it's healthy to embrace the empathy or if we would be better off to let it go. So this is one of those times when I say, hey, you got to think with your head and also think with your heart here. Like, what's good for me? What's not good for me? Am I over pushing on this other person and blowing boundaries everywhere? Your own, theirs. So the next way to keep your empathy in check is to stay present in the situation. In order to have mind over matter, you must first learn how to stay present in the situation. For a lot of us, empathy is something of a process that happens in the realm of not knowing. It's unconscious, and it's also intuitive. The process will happen before we even know what hit us, and for this reason, we must learn to stay conscious, to watch the process. We must clearly define our triggers and be aware that when they arise, empathy is soon to follow. Empathy is a powerful source, and we are much better off learning how to yield it than we are allowing it to take over our lives. The third way to keep empathy in check is learning how to control our emotions. Like anybody else, empaths must learn to control their emotions. But I think especially empaths. And why is that? Because they feel their own emotions to a great extent, and the emotions of others to a great extent. It is an emotional overload. So it can be extremely overwhelming and difficult to control. Imagine being overtaken by someone else's emotions. My God, what do you do with that? It's hard enough to deal with your own. Many people will take advantage of empaths who are not in touch with their own emotions because they're easily controlled. They are also easily manipulated. And especially to those narcissistic personality types, they will detect an empath who has no control over their emotions or their boundaries. They will then get the empath to feel for them, and they will control the empath's behavior this way. And this can be really scary stuff and really poisonous and detrimental for an empath. So the best thing we can do is learn to control our own emotions. We have to learn how to become self-aware. Being an empathic person is not a bad thing at all. Yes, having empathy is beautiful and wonderful. It's when it goes to an extreme that it becomes dangerous and toxic for ourselves. Being an empath, it's a tough life, especially if you don't have control over your empathy. It's a really large responsibility to bear. But remember, the universe only gives us what we can handle. And the way to do the best with your empathy is to learn to control it and use it when you choose to do so, and not let your empathy prevent you from living your own life for your own happiness and your own needs. Empathy is one of the most beautiful things we can have towards another person, but with a slight turn over an edge, it can become a very toxic emotion for the one who bears it and someone else who receives it. I'd love to hear what you think about empathy, compassion, whatever you want. Feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at HeidiDallaire.com or email hello@HeidiDallaire.com. Or if it's too hard to spell, you can just reach out at HealYourStory.com and you'll be directed. Now, if you're really wanting to get after your over-empathetic ways or how they are really creating people-pleasing in your life and that it's getting in the way of your own self-love and self-worth, then book a Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive where we will get to the root cause of why the people-pleasing continues and you put your own self-love and self-worth on the shelf. Sending you lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.